Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is called to order. I have the honor to open the 2023 Human Rights Council Social Forum on the contribution of science, technology, and innovation to the promotion of human rights, including in the context of post-pandemic recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, in line with Council Resolution 5022, this session is convened to explore the pivotal role of science, technology, and innovation in the advancement of human rights, particularly in the context of post-pandemic recovery. I thank the Secretariat of the Social Forum for their assistance in organizing this session. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to extend a warm welcome to you all spanning across all continents. I urge you all to consider how we can enhance and fortify this forum, making it a catalyst for constructive dialogue among civil society, governments, organizations, and all stakeholders alike. Let us recognize the potential within this platform to bring about real change in this very important topic of the interrelationship between science, technology, and innovation and human rights. Furthermore, I would like to extend my appreciation to the Republic of Cuba for the initiative in presenting the resolution to establish this important forum. The Social Forum embodies the vision of more effective, inclusive, and participatory multilateralism, fostering the exchange of diverse views and ideas to address global challenges, for all to enjoy all human rights, including the right to development. I encourage all participants to share good practices, learn from challenges, and collectively find solutions on how SDI can promote human rights. I wish you all a productive and enriching dialogue, and I extend my sincere thanks for your active participation. Excellencies, dear participants, there may be a perception that we have moved beyond the COVID-19 pandemic and it no longer poses a threat to societies in terms of widespread outbreaks. However, the lingering effects and consequences of the approximately two-year pandemic, along with the disparities it has created within and among societies, are so profound and serious that addressing them requires an effort greater than what was done to combat COVID-19. During the pandemic, we faced moral challenges as well, from nationalism and discrimination to providing equal, affordable, and timely access to what everyone needed to combat the virus. This raised a serious question for the future. If the world were to witness another pandemic on the scale and intensity of COVID-19, would international structures and nations still grapple with moral challenges, non-cooperation, and lack of solidarity, or have we learned lessons from our experiences? Our challenge is not limited to anything resembling the COVID-19 pandemic. We are all entering a long and arduous period of coping with climate change, the end of which remains distant, bleak, and uncertain. Every society possesses capabilities and potentials that complement the capacities and possibilities of other nations. The youth, women, and girls within these communities must be at the heart of planning for securing the future. It is simply a matter of setting aside obstacles, constraints, and impediments. This does not mean lawlessness in the use of science, technology, and innovation. If we do not obstruct countries and communities from utilizing and optimizing their own capacities each can carry a share of the world's burden. Individuals and peoples must be able to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy development and share in its benefits. Many countries are endowed with highly valuable natural resources, but due to colonial policies or restrictive laws, we have deprived them of their revenues and capacities, pushing them towards dependence on humanitarian aid. With enabling environments, they would no longer require humanitarian aid from others. All it takes is to respect their right to self-determination in pursuing their development policies and exploitation of their own natural and other resources, and not hinder international cooperation, technology transfer, knowledge sharing, or mutual scientific development. Our world can be a better place for youth and future generations. Women and girls worldwide, through the use of science, technology, and innovation in a non-discriminatory manner. Now, it is an honor for me to invite Her Excellency, Ms. Maria Mariela McDonald Alvarez, Vice President of the Human Rights Council, to make opening remarks. You have the floor.